Being the son of a U.S. president has its perks. However, it does provide a very high bar of achievement for that second generation. Which presidential child did the best? It might just be the son of one of the nation's greatest presidents. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Being the son of a U.S. president can have its advantages, although it's sometimes hard to live up to the achievements of your father. Seth Bongard says Robert Todd Lincoln did well.
Robert is one of the more successful presidential children. Very often presidential children, living in the shadow of their father, sometimes have a hard time finding their footing. Robert, on the one hand, never traded on the Lincoln name.
Robert was mostly self-made, although he did have some seed money to get his start.
One of the myths is that President Lincoln had no money, when in fact President Lincoln had done well himself as a lawyer. And when he died, Robert received a small inheritance, about $30,000, which you think of as small today, but actually in those days was not small. And it was enough for him to really get a good start in life.
He became a successful lawyer and general counsel for the Pullman Company.
Upon the death of George Pullman in 1897, he became president and ran the company as president until 1911. During that time, of course, Pullman made luxury train cars. He converted the company from wood to steel.
Profits grew exponentially. The Lincolns built a summer home here in Manchester, Vermont.
The Lincolns could have built at Newport, or some of the places where people would have huge halls for dances or balls and huge dining rooms and to sort of show off their wealth. The Lincolns were not the least bit interested in that. This was their home for the summer.
That home, Hildene, is a beautiful mansion where Robert Todd Lincoln lived until his death in the summer of 1926. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Manchester, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.